This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. health authorities are warning of a resurgence of the virus pandemic. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Health officials say America's virus pandemic could get worse in coming weeks and bring with it a return to mask recommendations.
There's a lot of infections across America.
White House Virus Response Chief Ashish Jha notes a steady increase the past 5 weeks, 26% just last week. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky says nearly a third of Americans now live in areas with medium or high COVID-19 community levels, where they are high.
We urge local leaders to encourage the use of prevention strategies like masking in public indoor settings.
Walensky says hospitalization rates are also up 19% in the past week, but still much lower than during the Omicron wave. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Experts say North Korea is likely to dismiss almost all international antivirus help, at least for now, despite its first acknowledged outbreak of suspected COVID-19 cases surging across the country. The country is scrambling to deal with rapidly rising cases of COVID-19 symptoms, as it announced just over 1.7 million patients with fevers and 62 deaths as of Tuesday via its official Korean Central News Agency. Pyongyang began monitoring North Koreans for the virus in late April. Last week, authorities reported a COVID-19 outbreak in the country. For more than 2 years prior to the admission, the regime insisted there were no cases in North Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has not made a direct request from international humanitarian organizations for any help curbing the virus. Via remote, this is VOA News. Russia says the nearly 1,000 Ukrainian troops who doggedly defended a giant steelworks in Mariupol have surrendered. The plant became a symbol of their country's resistance. The announcement Wednesday comes as the battle for the strategic port city appeared all but over. Ukraine ordered the fighters to save their lives and said their mission to tie up Russian forces is now complete. The fighters face an uncertain fate. Russia's defense ministry spokesman said 959 Ukrainian troops have now abandoned the stronghold since they started coming out on Monday. Meanwhile, the first captured Russian soldier to be put on trial by Ukraine on war crimes charges pleaded guilty to killing a civilian and could get life in prison. The United States struggled Wednesday to get clarity from Turkey over the severity of its opposition to Finland and Sweden joining NATO, as Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan took an increasingly tough line against their membership bids. At a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken at the United Nations, his Turkish counterpart offered mixed signals. The Turkish foreign minister affirmed his country's support for NATO's open-door policy and its understanding of Finland and Sweden's desire to join the alliance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And U.S. President Joe Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to offset the infant formula shortage. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
President Joe Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to help tackle the infant formula shortage. The order requires suppliers to fulfill orders from formula manufacturers before other customers. The president is also authorizing the Defense Department to use commercial aircraft to fly formula supplies that meet federal standards from overseas to the U.S. The White House is calling it Operation Fly Formula. A February shutdown of the Abbott Nutrition plant in Sturgis, Michigan, due to contamination issues, severely cut into supplies of baby formula. The FDA okayed the reopening of the plant this week, but Abbott said it will take 8 to 10 weeks before new product begins arriving in stores. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. intelligence shows there could be a North Korean nuclear test or long-range missile test or both before, during, or after President Biden's trip to South Korea and Japan starting this week, according to U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. The White House said Biden would not visit the demilitarized zone that divides North and South Korea during his visit to South Korea, which begins on Friday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.